back to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial. You're listening to 3CR's 15th Disability Day broadcast. I'm coming to you live from the Cathedral of Shadows here. I'd like to acknowledge, to start with, that we're coming to you from the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people, the Kulin Nation. Sovereignty's never been ceded. I'd like to pay my respects to the elders of this land, past and present. Wonderful seeing Ajak in the studio for a special episode of Ubuntu Voices. And yeah, my name's Tilda. I'm kind of new around here in terms of the Vibe Consultant. I've been kind of disabled for a couple of years now, and every year that Disability Day comes up, I have never really felt like I've had anything interesting enough to kind of contribute. I feel like a novice, a babus, a small child when it comes to being a disabled person, and I've been conscious of not talking over others who've got maybe something more interesting to say than me. But I am so delighted to be here today. I'm going to bring you some music which I think kind of coincides with that theme of embodied solidarities, in my reckoning anyway. But before we get into that, we need to have a quick little chat about the moon. We need to talk about the moon phase, because you know what happened last night? We had a new moon. So we are at the very bottom of the cycle here, and the moon is in Capricorn at the moment, so there's a certain determination about things. We need to start building from here. Whatever you got on your plate, start chewing. That's my advice to the goats out there. Don't be like Petey the goat. He would, if you left like the ashtray around, he'd eat all the cigarettes out of the ashtray and get a big headache. Don't be like Petey the goat, but start chewing is my advice for this new moon. My first pick today is Moondog. They are a blind performer, or were a blind performer, on the streets of New York. They were blinded at the age of 16, and kind of were a pretty eccentric figure, would wear Viking gear and that kind of thing out on the streets, but had really interesting compositions, very percussive, kind of contrapuntal sound approach to things, so, and a big influence on people like Steve Reich and Philip Glass, who are nowhere near as good as Moondog, in my opinion. I'll talk a little bit more about it, but yeah. First, we'll hear from it. This one's called Enough About Human Rights, and I thought it was a kind of a funny pick for a day about embodied solidarities. So let's have a listen to some Moondog, and I'll catch you in a bit. Thank you.
right. What about pork brain? What about frog brain? What about kite brain? What about mate brain? What about bee brain? What about flea brain? What about stork brain? What about, what about, what about, what about net brain? What about net brain? What about mouse brain? What about mouse brain? What about cat brain? What about red brain? What about orc brain? What about, what about, what about, what about bug brain? What about slug brain? What about bat brain? What about ass brain? What about worm brain? What about germ brain? What about pork brain?
Organiser Robbie Avenine presents the second annual Safe in Sound Festival. This event, taking place from December 6th to the 8th at Jolted Sonic Arts in Northcote, will highlight experimental music and feature performances from both established musicians and creators with disabilities. The festival aims to revitalise the Australian avant-garde and challenge the boundaries of free music. For more details on the festival, go to safeinsound.com.au. Safe in Sound Festival is a 3CR supporter.
From a private life so public, as the tabloids caught your tears,
how sad, how tragic. But it doesn't have to be that way on the Burning Vinyl Alternative Music Program.
Burning Vinyl, Fridays, 2 till 4 pm on 3CR.
Don't play cards with Satan. He'll deal you an awful hand. Don't play cards with Satan. He'll deal you an awful hand. did I ever stop and tell you I am a desperate man? I thought I saw a bluebird sitting on a post. Thought I saw a bluebird sitting on a post. Shiver down my spine, I thought it was the Holy Ghost. I heard the word before, and I knew that it was good. Heard the word before, and I knew that it was good. Somebody ought to do like the good book should. I heard the voice of Satan.
I'll start again. It's just the fact, you know, of going through it. I mean, if we could cut. Yes, I'm thinking of this. Yes, I am. Puddletown Tom was the underground. Hold you tight, you're so close. Yes, you are. Please hold on to the steel rail. Colonel with gloves, drafts leeches. He isn't love on Sunday's mail. All the fives, Croc Henrietta. She's a mean go-getter. Got to write her a letter. Did I wink? Did I wink? King of this, I am. I'm thinking of this esteemed skeleton kissed to the steel rail. Fleas in Pamela gloves, draughts, leeches, chugging along with a funnel of steam. All the vice crook Henrietta, she's a mean go-getter, got to write her a letter.
Bit of a teaser there for you guys. Sorry about the outbreak of horns, but there'll be more of that kind of thing coming later in the show. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial. This is a special Disability Day broadcast, our 15th year running. This is a 12-hour broadcast from 7 AM to 7 PM, featuring disabled voices throughout the whole thing. I'm so proud to be part of it. At the top of the block there, we heard from Moondog with Enough About Human Rights. And I've been kind of considering what my picks would be for today. And I got thinking, like, Moondog's someone I want to include. But, you know, there's plenty of blind musicians. And I don't just want to be, like, going through a dictionary of people's disabilities and saying, this is a disabled musician and this is a disabled musician. But I knew I wanted to play Moondog. And I got thinking about my last visit to Brisbane. I was in Fortitude Valley, very hot day. I'm walking with a cane because I have chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic pain conditions. It's really hot, I'm getting overheated, and I need to just, like, take a break. There's no public seating around in Fortitude Valley, really. So I just, like, get on the ground, you know. And I did that a couple of times just getting around that weekend. And each time, you know, it would be someone kind of, like, people tried to offer me money, people tried to buy drugs from me, security guards moved me on, that kind of thing. And it was clear that, you know, my transness and my disability also, like, translate into a public image of poverty and an unacceptable public body which people don't want to really engage with. So I thought I'd try and go with that. So we had, like, a pretty extensive exercise in whataboutism, some might say, with Enough About Human Rights there at the top of the block from Moondog. That's from Heart Songs in 1978, followed by Be a Hobo, also by Moondog. And yeah, just kind of getting explicit with that. You know, he was a street performer and people treated him like a homeless person, even though he's a great modern composer. That one was from Moondog 2, released in 1971. After that, we had Daniel Johnson with Don't Play Cards with Satan. Daniel Johnson is, you know, kind of famous as an outsider musician, but also someone who's dealt with a lot of mental health issues, and it really comes across in the raw kind of approach to his music, which so many people love. That one's from the album 1990, and you can guess what year it was released. After that, we had Syd Barrett from the Madcap Laughs in 1968, I want to say. If It's In You. Yeah, Syd Barrett, the first kind of lead singer of Pink Floyd, famously kind of split from the band due to pretty intense mental health stuff as well. And it got me thinking about how common disability is amongst, you know, artists and musicians and things like that. But some people's music, like that song, If It's In You, that really demanding vocal line that he doesn't really land at the start of the track. I don't know, I really like it. It's... what kind of a brain comes up with a melody like that is my question. It's kind of fun. And then to wrap up the block there, we had Bingo Gazingo, a poet from New York, lived in obscurity for most of his life, recorded by Wolfmoo in, like, the 90s. That one's called Up Your Jurassic Park. And there's a real sense of, like, outsiderness from that as well. Bingo Gazingo was tragically killed at the age of 85 on the way to a gig on a New Year's Day. He played every Monday night at a certain bar, and yeah, he was killed trying to get into a taxi. So yeah, postal worker for most of his life, lived in obscurity, and I think kind of that view of what Jurassic Park is as a movie is one that's, I don't know, from a very outsider perspective. So I wanted to kind of include that today. We got to keep moving, though. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to be playing some jazz. We're going to get into a jazz tone. You heard the start of that song at the end of that block because I forgot to mute the channel. But this one is Albert Eiler with Omega from Love Cry, and I love it. Tune in for some jazz, and I'll be back in a bit. We'll be right back.
I don't believe in fighting today in any one front, but on all fronts. In fact, I'm a black nationalist freedom fighter.
This country is a nation of thieves.
Now, we're never going to get justice here in these filthy racist courts here.
Our people have been massacred, and we're not supposed to grieve for that. We've got to do something more drastic if we're serious about this.
Move over or we going to move on over you.
Yilliman, with Kieran Stewart-Asherton on 3CR, dives deep into Indigenous resistance and global anti-colonial struggles. Featuring frontline activists, it confronts Australia's identity, challenges power structures, and fuels revolutionary discourse. Wednesdays, 12 to 1pm.
Revolution. 3CR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
Thank you.
Hope you've been enjoying the show today. I'm having so much fun. At the top of the block, we heard from Albert Eiler with Omega. There's a few New Yorkers on the show today between, love this guitar solo. I feel bad for speaking over this guitar solo. Between Moondog and Bingo Gazingo and Albert Eiler, we've had a few New Yorkers in the mix today, but I wanted to play that track in particular from Albert Eiler. It's got some of that compositional complexity, that rhythmic kind of counterpoint stuff that I think Moondog had earlier on, and yeah, I've mentioned this on a Rotations episode I did earlier this year. I played some Albert Eiler, and they faced accusations of, like, amateurism, you know, and just kind of, you know, not really knowing how to play the saxophone. And it's so insulting, so untrue, but there's something about the very intense emotions that Eiler tries to fit into the music that is off-putting and is kind of interpreted as, like, wrong and amateurish and naive or something like that. And I've really wanted to lean into those notions today, you know, playing some Daniel Johnson and stuff earlier, you know, some very raw stuff, and I think that's Albert Eiler for you. After that, we heard from Ornette Coleman with Lonely Woman, an absolute herald of a song, an anthem, I would say, from The Shape of Jazz to Come in 1959. And if we're talking about people who are happy to play with notions of amateurity, like amateurism, Ornette Coleman is someone who would play instruments like the violin and the trumpet, which he was not trained in. He's an alto saxophonist, but would play these instruments on stage, live, in front of audiences for the first time, you know, like he didn't practice them off stage, he just developed a stage practice of violin and stuff. Because expression was most important, and you can kind of, you know, back there in 1959, who knew that, like, a whole world of free music would kind of be being born from that new shape of jazz to come. I've got a lot of time for Ornette Coleman, and if we get to shape the world that we live in, the shape of the world to come, I hope it looks like a black person, I hope it looks like a disabled person, I hope it looks like trans people. That's kind of why I wanted to include them here today on this Embodied Solidarities episode of The Vibe Consultant. We've also had Thelonious Monk in there, a self-taught pianist, had a very funny, angular kind of dripping style. That was Pannonica from Brilliant Corners. And that is a track where he's playing both the piano and the celesta at the same time. Listen back to it if you get a chance. Like, it's the handovers are so good. Playing kind of two, you know, like a tiered keyboard, like a, you know, a synth player might kind of thing. But very, I don't know, I love playing a Thelonious Monk ballad whenever I get the chance. And right now, we're listening to Pharoah Sanders. No one, I think, has ever called Pharoah Sanders an amateur. You know, they played in Coltrane's band, they played with everyone, but just like the extremity of the motion that he puts into the horn, it's gotten me in trouble at parties before, let's put it that way. Not everyone loves to jam out so hard to Pharoah Sanders, but I do. And I love both the extreme emotion that he puts into, you know, that tenor saxophone, but also the vocal mixing, you know, like earlier in the track. This is called Love Will Find a Way. It's from 1977. The album's called Pharoah. But yeah, the way the vocals are mixed really high in the mix is kind of like awkward and off-putting, you know. Love Will Find a Way. No reverb, just really dry vocals. Funny. I really, really enjoyed this track. Let's turn it up a little bit and I'll play you out. Say a huge thanks to to everyone at 3CR for continuing to do awesome special programming like this and Disability Day broadcast. If you just tuned in, we've been going since 7 a.m. We're going to wrap up at 7 p.m. 12 hours of disabled radio. Huge ups to Pauline Fortuna, who's been working so hard to put all of this together, and I've been had the honour of kind of helping them on the tech end of things this year for the broadcast, and I'm proud as punch to be part of it. I hope you are. Oh my god. Just getting a message from Pauline, even though I'm do not disturb mode. Sorry, amateur hour. But that's okay. We just established that being an amateur is okay. Got one more track for you today. This one's by one of my favourite musicians in the world, Captain Beefheart. This one, what's the album called? Blue Jeans and Moonbeams. It's kind of the most mainstream of the Captain Beefheart albums. But it didn't really help him that much. It didn't chart. But yeah, for similar reasons why I like the sincerity of like Thelonious Monk ballads and, you know, things like this and playing Albert Isla. I like to play a sincere Captain Beefheart with, like, you know, pop sensibilities and stuff. So this one's called Observatory Crest. I hope you like it. My name's been Tilda. This has been The Vibe Consultant. And up next, we've got Raising Our Voices. Keep it locked. 3CR Disability Day.
Drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. We went on a ride, we got outside. The sand was hot, she wanted to dance. We went round and round at Observatory Crest. Thought we saw flying saucers and all of the rest. Palms in High Spain from Observatory Crest. While the city was busy, we wanted to rest. She decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. So the only thing to do was to drive up and watch the city from Observatory Crest. Decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. So the only thing to do was to drive up and watch. watch the city